Hello, dear listener. This is Basement Gaming episode 55. My name is Herb, and I'm joined by my dear cousin Brigham.
Howdy, howdy.
So this episode, Brigham and I discuss Amazon's MMORPG New World. If you enjoy the show, please feel free to give us a follow on your podcast listening app of choice and on Twitter at BasementGaming9. And please share the show with your gamer friends. With formalities out of the way, welcome to Basement Gaming. Alrighty, Brigham, are you in queue? Are you in queue?
Oh
Brigham?
My gosh, I'm in queue. Am I ever not in queue? I actually don't know if you didn't hear this. They as in Amazon Games have been putting in, they announced they're gonna be putting in some extra ways to detect if people are trying to scoot past the auto kick if you've been AFK for too long.
Oh really?
Yeah, because people apparently have been I don't know what we're talking about. New World queues. Yeah, get in the queues, just like every MMO, you know, on launch. Wait in line to get into the servers.
Well, I don't know if it's like every other MMO. Because, okay, so this week, Amazon's new game, New World, their first game, Amazon Gaming Studios, came out. And it was a rough release in terms of just like people getting into the game, which is a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing because obviously that means people are interested, but it's a bad thing because people literally cannot play the game. So that's a thing.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of hard to say like how bad it was because I think it depends on the server. They have been doing a really good job of creating a bunch more servers just that first week. And they also announced that you can be able to move your character to other servers for like the first 2 weeks. Because I think the biggest problem with MMOs when they come out at launch is it's really bad for people who want to play on these high pop servers with all their friends. And, you know, there's a bunch of other servers that have shorter queues, but they feel like they have to play on the server that their friends are on, and their friends are on the high pop server. And everyone's on the high pop server because they know that after a few months, when people quit the game, the high pop turns to medium pop servers turn to low pop servers. You know how it goes. So yeah. I think it was a really smart move to say, hey, don't worry about all that. You can transfer your character to a different server later for free. Just play where you can get the best queues. And I think that helped out a ton. But even then, the queues have been bad at peak times. I have been waiting for about 2 hours in queue. I don't know about you.
It depends. Like, I remember launch day, I didn't even get in. Like, there's no way I was getting in. I got on, I think I was like 1700 in queue, and 4 hours later, it went down to like 1000. So yeah, I wouldn't have gotten in until like close to midnight that day. And for most people that work most of the day and then don't get home till 5 or 6, which, like you said, is peak time. Yeah, you're lucky in those first couple of days if you got on by like 8 or 9 p.m., right? And mm-hmm. If you got to wake up in the morning for work, maybe you get 30 minutes or an hour of gameplay. So yeah, it was rough. It's the biggest thing I have against New World right now is that, yeah, this queue thing is just not sustainable. It makes it so you have to plan way further ahead just to play the game. Like, I think it was a little bit better the day after and the day after that. By Friday, I was in queue for the longest, about 2 hours. So like they cut that in like a third, essentially. So we're getting better, but
yeah. And I do say when it's not peak times, like whenever I log on, we're on the East Coast server, so, and I'm on the West Coast. So when I log on at about 9 o'clock my time, which I guess is like midnight East Coast, there's no wait at all. I just instantly get in.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah, because you're in the East Coast server. I bet if you were on a West Coast server, it'd be just as bad. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I guess I'm just saying, like, when you're not on peak times, it's not really good. So.
Yeah, because I don't work on Friday, so when I got on Friday morning, yeah, there was no wait at all. But it's funny you mentioned the whole anti-AFK mechanic they put in, because when I got on Saturday, I got on like maybe 8 or 9 in the morning, and yeah, there was no queue. So I get on and I play for a couple hours, but then I got really hungry. I was like, I have to go eat, but I don't want to log off, because by then it was around noon. And I was like, this is like kind of borderline when people might start getting on again or getting in queue. So I just went in the corner and just like press auto run. And it was just running into a wall while I like got up and like went to eat for like half an hour. So yeah, essentially the tactic is if you have to get up for like half an hour, just run into a wall for 30 minutes. Cause
yeah,
if you get off, you're not getting back on for another 2 to 3 hours. So yeah, it's been weird. It's been weird to navigate that, but
yeah, for sure. And it's this weird thing too, where, you know, sometimes I want to play the game, and then I queue myself up, and, you know, it takes a couple hours, and finally when I'm into the game, I'm like, you know what, it's late, I don't know if I want to keep playing anymore.
Exactly.
But it's like, I feel like I have to at least play some, because yeah, I've already put so much time into waiting.
That's the thing about like gaming for us, I think, is just eventually you get motivated to play, and then once that motivation goes away, it doesn't come back. You're just like, yeah. I want to do something else now. It's like, I want to watch TV or something. Yeah, because that happened to me Thursday. Like, Thursday night, I got on, 2-hour queue. And I finally got on, it was like 8 or 9. I played for like an hour. I was like, I'm really tired. I don't want to play anymore. But yeah, so I kept playing like another hour or so. But besides that, once we do get into the game, how has been your overall experience? Like, so far, because I'll talk about this a little bit more. We haven't played too much together, but how has your personal experience with the game been?
It's been pretty solid. I don't know. It's kind of a weird spot. So I love the gameplay. I love like the setting, and I think the game is like incredibly well polished for a new MMO. Like the fact that it has in-game voice, like proximity chat, that, you know, the sounds of a cutting down the trees, and just there's so much to do. I love that aspect about it. My main issue right now is just I feel like because there's not a huge focus on the story, and because the game isn't really that linear like World of Warcraft is, it's like RuneScape where you have, you know, different levels for different things. I kind of sometimes don't really know what's the reason of like, what is the purpose of life in New World? You know what I mean? Like, what am I doing? Like, what's the goal here? And I think because sometimes I don't have like a clear cut goal or some sort of thing to aspire to, like I don't have any like in-game aspirations, it makes it kind of harder for me to keep pushing whenever, like we were saying earlier, when I don't have the motivation to play at the time, I just want to watch TV or something. And I'm just like, do I really want to run 2 territories south to go turn this quest right now? Or do I just want to watch TV instead? So that's been like my main issue. But I think that may be quelled once I get higher level and I'm able to participate in the PvP wars and the other activities in the game and not just questing and cutting down trees.
Yeah, to bounce off of that, I think this game in particular, I think they're making a concerted effort to be a little bit more PvP oriented because they know that their combat is so different from other MMOs that from the way our guild or our faction is talking and all our friends are talking and like the actual gameplay of the game, I think PvP is going to be the main draw here because more so than every other MMO, I care very little about the storyline. Like, I don't even know what's happening. It's actually annoying because the main storyline quests make you run around the map a lot more than any other quest. I don't know if you've noticed that. I literally pick up a quest from one guy, and he's like you said, you have to run like 2 territories down to do something for like 30 seconds. Literally like kill 10 people, not even 10 people sometimes, like kill 5 people, open up 3 chests, and then go turn in back at the guy. So you literally run for 5 minutes to get to this place. You're there for 2 minutes, and then I got to run back for 5, 10 minutes. It's
incredibly obnoxious. I've noticed that too, and it drives me insane. It's like doing these fetch quests where you just run all the way over here, go talk to him, then got to run all the way back to where you were to kill like 2 dudes, and then you come all the way back. Yeah, and the fact there's no mount, the fact that there's a currency for fast traveling, which people say towards the end, like we have a friend who's higher level than us, and he maxed out that currency. That hasn't happened to me at all, like not even close. I'm always like scrounging for it, so.
Yeah, I'm always really doing quick maths to see, okay, do I have enough to go home, but come back, and well, it's like, nope, gotta walk.
Yeah.
It's rough. That's my big complaint about the main quest, because I feel like every other MMO we played, if you're on the main quest is near. You don't go anywhere outside of the zone until the main quest takes you there, and then you stay there, right? So it's strange that you have to do multiple quests for this one person that are really far away, and then you have to come all the way back to turn it in. I don't know if you remember.
Like, and it's like only one quest too most of the time, right? It's not like, you know, World of Warcraft is like a quest hub with a bunch of quests. It's just one quest you go and do at a time.
Yeah. If that one guy gave you, especially because I started to follow the storyline a little bit more because I was getting really annoyed. It's like, what is it that I'm doing for you right now? At this point, I'm at a point where it's like, you got to gather parts for this weapon. And I'm just like, okay, you got to go over there to get the first part. It's like, dude, you're going to send me over to this place to get this one part and I have to come all the way back to you. And then you're going to send me all the way to another place to get another part. Just give me all the quests for all the parts. Let me go do all of them and then I'll come back to you. So it's just super inefficient questing. I don't know. That's the part I'm just like really annoyed with when it comes to the main storyline. So yeah, that's, they got to do something about either the mount system or the fast travel, or we just got to deal with it for now and just get high level.
And I mean, the game was originally just not going to have any quests at all. The quests were added in late. So that may just be the reason, that may be why there's so few quests, you know, why you only have one quest at a time, but try and just like string them out as much as possible, you know?
Yeah.
And that may just be the reason.
And the ones that are like, that are close, the ones that are close to like your area, they're usually like super, super inefficient, right? You go and do them, they give you like 200 XP. I'm just like, I don't want to do this. These are a literal waste of my time, because the main quest gives you like close to 2000 XP sometimes, like 1500, 1300, like a lot of XP. So they are very valuable to do. It's just the efficiency of doing them is super low. I think that's why, like you said, maybe it's just this thing they did late to give you incentive to like play the game more and run around and explore the world. And as it's like, as I'm walking, you know, like I'm gathering this herb, I'm like chopping out this tree, like mining this vein. So I'm doing things along the way just to like level my other professions, but yeah, it's like a minor nuisance I have with it. But like for me in general, like you said, I think I've had a pretty solid experience. I think leveling in this game feels super rewarding because there's so many things to level and you can do them all at the same time, essentially. So you get like little dopamine hits pretty much like every 30 seconds to a minute. Cause it's like, oh, look, I just leveled this thing, leveled that thing. Oh, I'm building this thing, I'm building that thing. There's a lot of like little rewards along the way. So yeah, it's keeping me interested very much. Yeah.
Yeah, I love how like each weapon has its own leveling, you know? So yeah, like you're right. It's like you have your main character levels up, but then like your weapon skill, like in Repier, or whatever you pronounce it, and then like your two-handed axe or whatever, it's like you level up those things individually, and then you level up your wood cutting so you can get higher trees. Yeah, it's just like all this stuff. Yeah, so if you're like in like leveling, like that feeling of progression and getting new and like, you know, gaining new skills, this is a great game for that, I think, because there's so many different things you can do. Even if someone just wants to be known as like, you know, the fisher and just want to max out fishing, they can do that and they can create that their own identity. And yeah, like I said before, this reminds me a lot of like RuneScape kind of game philosophy. You know, it's a RuneScape game philosophy, but put into like more of a modern feel instead of just like the low graphic web game. Like this is a AAA version of RuneScape. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I like it a lot. I think there's a ton of potential in this game. And I like that, you know, we've been able to play it with friends. We have a ton of friends who are playing this game with us. That I think makes the game a lot more fun too. I think if I had to summarize it, I would just say like this game for me is like a ton of potential. It's not like the best MMO by any stretch of imagination right now, but it has the potential to be a really, really good MMO as time goes on.
I think what will really define whether this game ends up being one of the best MMOs is how they flesh out the end game. Because, like you said, I'm very curious how they take this potential to the end game to see how they handle. Are they going to go more PvE or more PvP focus end game, or try to split it down the middle like WoW kind of does? I'm honestly hoping that they focus on PvP, because we have other MMOs that are like very PvE oriented, and I'm kind of over it, because I think something that this game has that's, I feel like, better than every MMO I've played is just its combat system. I think its combat system is really well done, and I'm really excited to see like how they progress it for the late game and how well it ends up being whenever you're like having these giant wars. And you have like all these max level players and like people that get really good at playing the game and seeing how hard it could be to really fight another player. I think that's probably the best thing they got going for themselves, I think.
I agree. I mean, I'm not a person who loves PvP MMOs, but I think this game is made to be the perfect PvP MMO. Like the fact that you have a certain set of skills you can use at a time, that there's no add-ons, that there is a ton of like level balancing, so like it's focuses a lot more like what kind of gear you have, unless on like the certain level. So like, you know, if you're like a level 30, you could be level 50, like if you had the skill and like, you know, a good set of gear and things like that. So
yeah,
I think that this game is going to be definitely more of a PvP game. At the same time, though, I'm glad they have dungeons. I hope they add like little things like that. I don't think this game needs raids. And if they were to add raids, I would prefer them to be like small 2-3 boss raids, not like a big 12 boss raids like World of Warcraft. Like little things that kind of break up the pace a little bit. You know, I don't know what I'm trying to say, like break up the monotony of doing the same thing over and over again. I'm cool with, but yeah, I think this game will be really good and find its own audience if it focuses more on PvP.
Yeah, I mean that's the trick here, right? It's, I think it shouldn't focus on trying to steal an audience from WoW or something. I definitely think there is an audience for this. Honestly, like all of our friends, I think, are probably an audience for this. They're definitely way more PvP players than PvE players. So yeah, there's a lot more skill expression, and yeah, I look forward to see for the future. Do you think they add like new weapons? Do you think, because they have to add things, obviously, right? So do they add new weapons? Yeah. Do they add new abilities? Do they add? I don't even know how. That's the thing. There's no class in this game, right? So it's interesting to see like how do you expand from here.
I definitely think adding new weapons is a possibility. I've been thinking a lot about this. What they could add in some sort of expansion if they create an expansion down the road. I think it's hard to say whether they should like add more, like add an extra piece of land like other MMOs do, just because I feel like the world is already so big. If you're not gonna have a mount, the world feels huge right now. Like having to run around places, it just takes so long. So I don't know if I'd even want to have a whole new section of the map unless they had it some way to like fast travel more often, or they do something where it just, they change the current map, kind of like how, you know, Fortnite and other games do it, where this place in the map that used to be empty, boom, now it has something extra in it. Or this place that, you know, used to have this, now it has something completely different. And the world is constantly changing. I would love to see that kind of thing in expansions and in DLC in the future.
I mean, we just have to play the game a little bit more. I think maybe once we have more, like you said, once we have more of the fast travel locations unlocked and we get more of that resource to fast travel, maybe the world won't feel as big. But yeah, right now the world feels freaking huge, man. Especially because we're still, you walk through like high level areas just randomly. Like you'll be walking somewhere, and it's not like WoW where like a lot of the roads are safe. A lot of the roads are not safe in this game.
Yeah.
You'll just walk through random level 40 mobs and say, what is even happening? I'm going to a level 10 quest, but I have to walk through 3 level 30 mobs. So it's it's interesting. But hopefully once you get unlocks and you unlock more of the fast travel points, it'll be better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you think that does this game give you like MMO vibes to play other MMOs again? Like, how do you compare that? How do you compare like your playing of this game versus like playing World of Warcraft? Like, does this scratch an MMO itch for you, or does it just feel like a completely different type of game?
I mean, it definitely feels like an MMO just because you're leveling, you're questing. I think it's just so much different than WoW just because of the way it plays and the way it looks and feels. So it gives me new life in terms of, it just gives me something new to play. Cause I feel like for the last like 10 years, it's been WoW and literally everyone else. So now it's just like, oh, this actually makes me excited about playing an MMO for the first time since WoW. Since World of Warcraft. That's cool. So like I said, there's so much to do right now. I don't know how I feel in like a month or two once I'm higher level and I'm just like, Will this PvP keep me interested? Because I do think replayability is very easy to find in PvP. Like, because, I mean, Call of Duty is PvP, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, fighting against other players can be very satisfying to do over and over again because every other player is different. You might have, like, similar characters and similar, like, abilities, but every other player plays differently. So, like, seeing myself get better at fighting other players is, at least for me, a lot more entertaining than seeing myself get better at fighting a boss, at least right now. Because, like, a boss is, most of the time, is just, do you have the proper gear? And don't stand in fire. So with PvP, is like, you don't know what the other guy is going to do to you. Whereas in the boss, eventually you just know what he's going to do to you, and you just just stay focused and play around it, you know? So mm-hmm. it's just two different play styles, and I'm interested right now in that, like, more free-flowing play style of PvP. So
yeah, we'll I think that's kind of feel too. For me, what drives me is like new content, seeing new places, new events. Like, that's the thing I like about raids. Like, it's like a whole new, you know, new area, new bosses with different boss mechanics and stuff. So I think as long as I keep creating new content, like, I really hope we get something new for this game within the next year. Like, they really gotta, like, you know, I feel like that's the big problem with MMOs, like with Destiny and the Division and other modern day like MMO games. They come out and people love it for the first couple months, and then they just are really slow to making those updates that I think are really important for that first year. So we'll see what happens with New World. Do we want to talk about the cash shop? Have you checked out the cash shop at all in the game?
Oh, I haven't shopped at all. Okay.
Right. Now the cash shop just has some transmog, like, you know, changing like what your gear looks like, but nothing that's like, you know, pay to win or even pay for convenience. They have talked about selling some sort of currency that you can use to teleport places. So I'm assuming right now it's like Azoth is the in-game currency you use to teleport places. Maybe they'll sell Azoth or sell something that does the same thing as Azoth in the store. If they did that, that to me is, I know some people have arguments about it with pay for convenience is pay to win, but I think that is pay to win, and that's kind of scummy. It wouldn't ruin the game for me, but it would be a bummer. Same thing with XP boost. They talked about selling XP boost in the cash shop. That would be kind of a bummer as well.
I feel like if that comes out, that has to be like 10 years out of line.
Yeah, like that should be something that comes out way later. If that comes out and like I'm still not max level, that's gonna be annoying.
That's really bad. I haven't checked any of that out. Like, right now my focus is I need a level, and the thing that gets in the way of that right now is the queue. And my other big problem that we haven't touched on is, why is this game so hard to play with friends? Yeah. They make it very difficult specifically to level with your friends. Because first of all, it's not even guaranteed that you'll get on at the same time as your friends, because you'll be on different queue times. And once you do get on, there's no way to share quests. And once you're like not on the same quest, you pretty much just like run around just waiting for your friend to be done with whatever it is they're doing. So there's no promotion of doing questing with friends. Obviously, once you get to max level, you can obviously do PvP content with your friends. So I don't really know what they need to do to fix this, but it kind of sucks that we can't play together.
Yeah, I know. I agree. It's really annoying. It sucks that, like, you know, you go to, depending on, you know, there's like four or five different random starting locations, and then once you start the quest line, like all your quests are from like that particular area. So yeah, and there's like some kind of workarounds around it, I guess. Apparently, like, once you spawn in a certain beach, you can, like, you know, run to the beach where your friends are at and then pick up a quest and you'll be in the same. But yeah, it's just weird.
Why do I have to do that in the first place?
Why should you do that? I feel like, and maybe they have a reason, maybe it's to help with server stability and economy resource in the economy, so like not everyone's in the same spot doing the same thing, gaining the same resources. And maybe, you know, it helps. I can see them saying, oh, well, this helps makes the world feel more alive because everyone's kind of spread out in different parts of the map instead of everyone in the same area. But at the same time, I don't know if that's worth making it difficult to play with friends, you know?
Yeah,
that's just my opinion. But
I think this is just them pushing again the PvP aspect. They're just like, yo, this part, the leveling part, that's just the you got to solo it out and grind it out part. And then once you get to max level or once you get higher level, then you get to play with your friends, because then you're going to do the war events and run around and do PvP events and stuff. Because even like the side quests, like the faction quests and the town board ones, they're all random. So you can't even do like the small, easy quests with your friends. Because So I'll click them and then you go to the same one and then you have a totally different one. So it's like, we can't even do anything together at this point. So I don't know, man. It's weird.
It's really weird.
Like, we talked about it whenever we played the beta. We were hoping it was because of, like you said, server stability, that they were just like spreading everyone out during the beta, but they just stuck with it and did it again. Just spread us all out. And we're just like, maybe you'll see your friend, maybe you won't.
Yeah. And it's really annoying is that there's so many other parts of the game that make it so good for like that kind of like meeting up with friends. The fact that there's no sharding. So if your friend's in an area and you're in that area, you are going to see you're going to see your friend. Like, there's no like multiple layers of the same server. So like, oh, like we're just in different phases of this town or something. Like, you know, you can run. I ran across you randomly. Like, we've had friends run across each other randomly and just in the world. And I think that's awesome. I think the fact that you can't change your name right now, so it's like that's just your name that you go by, and everyone's going to know you. And the server size is only 2,000, or I guess maybe I think there is a 2,500 people, but still, it's relatively small. It's small enough to be able to recognize guild names and things. You know, yeah. There's no jumping between servers just willy nilly. Like we said, server transfers are free, but I think there's like a limit to like how many times you can do it. So. Like there definitely is a more of a sense of community. Like the guild that we're in, the company that we're in, Redcoats, like people talk crap about Redcoats all the time in the global chat, and I think that's hilarious, you know? Like people know us. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's funny. Rivalries are already forming. It's great.
Yeah, because that would almost never happen in WoW unless you're in like a giant population server and you're in like in a giant guild that's like super popular. The fact that that's happening right now in a tiny little 2,000 people server that like, oh yeah, we know about the Redcoats already. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
It's so funny. People are just so salty about taxes, which is like a random thing to be salty about in a video game. It's like, wait, there's taxes in this game? I haven't even noticed.
yeah, well, because we're Redcoats. Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, that's the cool thing too. There's a lot of interaction. So yeah, it's such a weird thing, a dynamic of, it's hard to play with your friends, yet the choices and things that other people make have such a huge effect on your gameplay at the same time. So it's weird. It's just a huge disconnect of like so many other parts of the social aspect of this game that they do so well. Like I mentioned earlier, they have proximity chat. You can just run to somebody and just start talking and they'll hear you in game. You know, like they don't have to party up with them or give them a Discord channel link. Like that, I think that's really cool. It makes it way more immersive.
Yeah, I know. So I think this is one of those things where we just wait to see where it goes. The thing, like you said, the thing with MMOs, like you have no idea how long you stay active, you know? Maybe in 2 months, everybody's just like, yeah, I'm max level and I like defended my territory like 3 times already. I'm kind of over it. Where do we go from here? And you said like a year for them to have an upgrade. I think they need an upgrade in like 6 months, man. Like, the life cycles of games right now are just super short.
Oh, no, I totally agree.
You gotta stay on top of it.
I just meant, like, within the year, like, what's gonna happen. But, yeah, like, they need to have something needs to be out within 6 months. Like, we need to hear about something coming out in the next couple, 2 or 3 months, I think. Like, next month, like it'll be huge if right now on the popularity of New World and all the hype around it and all the streamers playing it, they come out, like, in a couple weeks being like, hey, you think this is cool, just wait until you see what's next and boom, boom, boom. Like just give a teaser of what's coming up. Just get people hyped, you know? Like, yeah, that's what these games as a service, that's like what they live and die on, is how much content can they roll out and like what's like the tempo for that.
Yeah, you used Division as an example, and I think it's a perfect example of just, you started off great, but you gotta give people new content because there's just too many games coming out. And especially this kind of game that can very quickly turn into a part-time job if you just feel like you're just doing nothing for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to have new content. I don't know what it could be. They need to put their creativity hats on and be like, okay, we're going to have a new raid. We're going to have a new war system. We're going to add new weapons. They got to do something to just change the flow of the game. Because people are already leveling so fast that like our faction is already defending. We're 4 days into this game coming out, and there's already a war to defend the freaking territories. So, and they also like had the system where you can buy your territory right off the bat, which I think is stupid. By the way, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No, you should have to play the game to play the game. Why? They're like, oh, we're like borrowing money from another faction. What is this economic? I don't know. it's this weird economics thing. It's just like, no, we should have to fight over this. That's the game. It's to fight over the territory. Why are we buying it? I don't know. It was a very strange conversation we were having. It was like, oh, we get to buy it first, then we'll defend it 4 days later. It's like, what? No. It's like pay to win, but in game. It's very strange. But yeah, so they just need to do something. We'll see. We'll see if they stay on top of it. Freaking, how much money is Bezos putting into this game? Does he even know it's happening? It's like, We're doing what now? We're doing games?
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, this is Amazon's third AAA game they've tried to publish. They came out with one game. I can't remember what it was called, but they came out with one game, and it did terrible. They ended up taking it off the Steam store, and you just can't play anymore. Like, it's just not sold anywhere anymore. And then there was a second game that they're working on. It was, like, supposed to be, like, Overwatch, a team-based shooter. That got canceled. And so this is the third game, and... You know, it's like, if this game fails, Amazon Game Studios is probably just kaput. Hopefully, I think after the initial launch, I think that they're pretty safe to at least, you know, work for a little now. Bit longer.
Yeah.
But yeah,
like, even they were surprised that they had these numbers. I mean, I'm reading articles right now. They're just saying, yeah, we didn't think there's community server problems. Because, I mean, we didn't have to queue up for freaking the beta. And it was an open beta. All you had to do was pre-order the game. So...
That is true.
But we just got riding whenever we wanted. So the fact that they were overrun, I mean, that's a good sign.
Do you think that a part of the reason why it's so popular is because World of Warcraft is in such a bad state right now? Like, just the lack of content and the allegations made against Blizzard, and that turning a lot of people off on Blizzard games?
I mean, I'm sure it has like a 2%.
2%?
I don't think it's a lot. I mean,
okay,
it's enough that, like, the streamers are playing it, so that's like an okay percentage of people. It's like, oh, my favorite World of Warcraft streamer is checking this out. Like, a lot of streamers are actually checking this out. So maybe it's more. Maybe it's more like 10% that players are, like, people are trying it out because streamers are trying it out, and it's just something new and fresh that's so different from World of Warcraft. But I don't think it's a big thing because, like you said, maybe more RuneScape players are playing this than you think. This is very RuneScape-y, and it's very PvP-oriented, which I feel like most WoW players are not PvP-oriented players.
Yeah, I agree with that. This game makes me want to play RuneScape so bad. I actually reinstalled Roulette on my computer, and I've been debating whether I should resub to RuneScape. Because it just gives me that vibe, you know what I mean? Like I was saying, like I was asking you earlier, does it, like, scratch that itch? Like, this game scratches the MMO itch, but, like, makes me, like, want more. And yeah, I don't know. It's weird, but it's a good time. I think right now is a great time to be an MMO player. Like, with the new classic WoW server, fresh servers being announced, that's like a seasonal thing. And then New World and Final Fantasy 14 expansions coming out this year. Like, it's a great time for MMOs.
Be better than RuneScape.
RuneScape's like a really popular game. You know, they just came out with a co-op Iron Man mode. That game is pretty huge.
Yeah, I was totally gonna say something, but I forgot. Anyway, New World is pretty good. I like it.
Yeah,
more people should play it. Hopefully the queues get better. I think for me, that's gonna be a big deciding factor on whether I keep playing it for the next couple weeks, is can I actually get on? So, yeah, you're the computer expert here, Brigham. How do they fix this? Because I have almost 20 hours of playtime, and probably only 10 of that is actually me playing the game. So, what? How can they fix these freaking queue times?
I don't know. I'm not a server person, so I couldn't even tell you. But I think the fact that, you know, Amazon, the owner of AWS, if they can't get it right, it's not a thing of, like, laziness or not enough funds. It's just a actual technical capacity issue, you know what I mean? So, like, maybe this just isn't currently a solvable problem until some genius can come around with, like, you know, a way to figure this out, and, like, break the universe. But
did you watch Silicon Valley?
Yeah, I did.
It's like them coming up with that new compression, the inside out compression or whatever.
Oh yeah.
we just need some nerds to come out with some new compression that just magically fixes this problem.
Exactly. That's all we need.
Because, yeah, like I said, Amazon has, like, one of the biggest back end, like, server services, right? So if they can't figure it out, I don't know, we might be in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to check out this queue here. You got anything else? Let's see if this queue is...
No, yeah, that's it for me. We've been talking this entire time. I think I started the queue at the beginning of this episode at 800-something. Now I'm at 611 in queue. Oh,
that's pretty good. 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No, you'll be in like 3 hours.
Yeah. So there's a war going on. I have a feeling that people are going to try to not get out of the server. to prevent other people who were enlisted into the war to not be able to get in to do it.
I wonder how that is. Like, how do they figure out if you're AFK or not? Maybe your position on the map?
Yeah, who knows?
Because, like I said, my solution was to just run into a wall. So if they see you running in the same spot for, like, longer than 30 minutes, maybe they just boot you.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Maybe, like, they can, like, track your keystrokes, and it's like, if you haven't pressed a key in a long 30 minutes or something, then it doesn't matter what your character's doing. Then.
They can track your keystrokes? That's kind of random.
I mean, they can track what you're doing in-game, and if you're just... If the only last button you press was auto walk and it was 30 minutes ago.
I don't know, just
a thought.
Whenever I hear tracking keystrokes, I just think someone like stealing your identity or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think they're going to do that, but yeah. Who knows? I don't know.
We'll see. Okay. Well, that's all we got this week. Thanks for listening. Hope you try out New World. Well, we can't go this whole podcast without having a whole new world. a whole new world. Okay.
Yeah, the Q is 900 right now. We're the first ones to make that joke.
Oh, yeah. Definitely the first ones. Freaking Q is 900 right now, so I'm not playing tonight.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not happening. Yeah, if you enjoyed this show, give us a follow on your podcast listening app of choice. And on Twitter at BasementGaming9. Please feel free to share the show with your gamer friends. And with that being said, see y'all next time.
Peace.